Thanks, Madam Chair, and in my turn, let me extend a warm welcome to you, Mr. President, to your first Deputy Prime Minister, to your entire team of skillful negotiators. Today, the Republic of Tajikistan succeeds under your able leadership and the able leadership of your Prime Minister, your Minister and Vice Minister for Economic Development and Trade, Mr. Khaimzoda and Mr. Nazriyev. I've, of course, listened to your statement with keen interest. It, I think, reflects the importance that rapidly growing economies attach to WTO membership. And we all know, for those of us who've been following the accession process directly, that your personal dedication has been critical to the successful outcome to these negotiations. Let me also pay tribute to the entire WTO membership. Accession negotiations are invariably complex, and in a consensus-based system, every successful accession negotiation, every enlargement of the WTO family stands as a testament to the strength of the organization, and with the accession of the Republic of Tajikistan, WTO moves one step closer to universality. As we know, your country is rapidly growing. In 2011, its international trade grew at an impressive rate of 20%. It's an economy which is of strategic importance for the rest of the region and, of course, to the CIS. And I sincerely hope, and to be true, expect, that your membership will, as it did for other countries who joined the organization recently, translate into higher growth and more jobs. I'm very pleased that the members have decided to incorporate you in this big family. We know it's the result of impressive set of economic reforms, of trade reforms, which sends a pretty clear signal to all your economic partners that Tajikistan is ready to play by global rules. And this, I expect, as it happened with other accessions, will send a signal to foreign investors who should be reassured by the applicability of the WTO rules-based system and its signal that Tajikistan has a sort of label, which is a WTO label, and this label means open for business. Let me also express my appreciation for the work done by Ambassador Kerl, who has very skillfully shepherded this negotiation. Took a bit of time, as he said, but he belongs to a category of ambassadors who know what they want and who, although they are diplomats, try and very hard to get it done, and he did get it done. Thanks also, I shouldn't say that because they report to me, but to the accession division and to Chidu Ozakwe, who spent a bit of days and nights, as they usually do on accessions. And finally, I think we all know that Tajikistan is a country of poets, which, by the way, is what the President reminded me of when we had a short meeting before this session. It's a country where entire conversations can take place in verse. So I'll finish my remarks by what I understand is an old Tajik proverb, which is that a big family is a rich family, which I think makes sense in many, many of our different countries and civilization. So, a warm welcome to Tajikistan, and let me try my Tajik after having tested it a few minutes ago. Kush omaded ba zomoni yanoi sabdo. Thanks very much.